The coronavirus has killed at least one out of every seven residents at long-term care facilities statewide. Some of their grieving families want to hold these facilities accountable for the deaths of their loved ones. But the families can't easily sue because of an emergency state law that protects health care providers from most lawsuits stemming from their care during the pandemic. Reporter Paige Sutherland takes a closer look at the law now and what the options are for families who want justice.
Susanna Smith's mother went in for back surgery last year. She tested positive for COVID while recovering at a rehab facility.
She went in for back surgery. She died from COVID. It's still so surreal to me.
Smith's mother, Masai Hodges, was only supposed to spend a few weeks at Fitchburg Healthcare. Smith says the family had no idea COVID had gotten into the building, and they struggled to get information about how her mother was doing.
There were days where we were not getting any calls, so then we would be calling the facility. And sometimes the phone would just ring and ring and ring and ring and ring. One day, I called and left the phone ringing for 20 minutes straight.
Smith says they found out her mother had COVID when her dad got a call from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health to report her test results. They couldn't visit her mother because of COVID safety precautions, and her health got worse. She was sent to a nearby emergency room just 5 days later. Smith talked to the doctor there.
And they were saying that her lips were bleeding. She was severely dehydrated. Her condition was not good. The doctor from Leominster Hospital speculated that she had been dehydrated for several days.
They had to say their goodbyes on FaceTime.
It's a very traumatizing experience to watch your mother with a ventilator in her mouth, unable to speak, but she could hear us because you could see her crying. So she knew we were there.
It was May 5th, 2020. Masai Hodges was 73. Fitchburg Healthcare says it can't comment on a former patient due to privacy laws. But the facility says in a written statement that safety for residents and employees is of the utmost importance. Smith and her family want to sue Fitchburg Healthcare over her mother's death, but they can't find an attorney willing to help.
We're hearing that it would be an impossible lawsuit to take on.
That's because there's a state law that shields hospitals and nursing homes from liability during the pandemic. It creates a high bar for lawsuits. That bar is known as gross negligence.
If you hear something and you go, oh my God, I can't believe that that could happen, that's probably a situation where there was gross negligence.
Kathy Cook litigates malpractice cases in Massachusetts. Her firm hasn't taken on any COVID-related clients.
There is a general feeling among the bar that does these types of cases that they're going to have to look really, really bad for us to even take a look at them, to even consider them.
The measure to immunize healthcare providers from lawsuits was introduced last year by Governor Charlie Baker. It was signed into law just 9 days later. State Senator Cindy Freedman vice chairs the committee that vetted the bill.
This was a complete and utter crisis that I will say our healthcare system really rose to the occasion. But they needed this support and they knew what they needed. And that's what they were asking for. And that's what we gave them. And I feel absolutely confident that this was the right thing to do.
Nearly 30 other states passed similar immunity laws. Mark Reagan is an attorney for the Massachusetts Senior Care Association, which represents most elder care facilities in the state.
At the time that the pandemic arose, there was not access to testing, not sufficient PPE, personal protective equipment, and most importantly, there was an absence of knowledge about the spread of the virus, particularly that it could be spread by people who were not experiencing symptoms.
There are still options to hold nursing homes accountable. Authorities can bring criminal charges. There are now at least two investigations underway involving long-term care facilities in Massachusetts. But patient advocates say that's not enough. Mike Festa is the state director of AARP. He says closing the courtroom doors during the pandemic was a mistake.
If nursing homes believe that they have a legitimate defense to the fact that when this happened, they were caught short in a way which reasonable people would say, well, it's not their fault. Let them tell that to a jury. Let them tell that to a judge.
This is the opportunity Susanna Smith's family is hoping for. She knows she can't bring her mother back, but she wants to make sure the next patient receives better care.
I want accountability. Nobody is immune from aging. And I want to be at a facility that's caring for me, that has empathy for the patients, that provides quality care, that provides basic essentials such as water and food. I don't even know if that was provided or not. I can't tell you.
And she may never know. She's still looking for an attorney willing to take her case. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paige Sutherland.